Shine FM, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist, founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, checking in every Wednesday. And Kimberly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you back. I know we started a great topic last week about, is it time to go to couples counseling?
That's right. And so before we move into today's topic, which is when do you pursue couples therapy and some telltale signs, I do want to just say thank you to all our veterans today. Thank you for making Canada a free country that I feel incredible blessing to live here.
Indeed. Very important as well. Thanks for that, Kimberly.
So today, when we're thinking about how do you know if you should pursue couples therapy? Well, I'm going to give some sobering stats first, Mike.
Okay.
In Canada, 38 to 41% approximately of all first marriages end in divorce. And second marriages have an even higher percentage of divorce. As well, we know that many couples choose to stay married in an unhappy partnership because of financial reasons, children, shame of failure, the list can go on. But here are some telltale signs that signal to you and your partner that it is a really good time to come and seek out couples counseling. So if your conflict is escalating and you're starting to notice some real nasty communication habits between the two of you, that's a good time to seek out therapy. We also have people who are experiencing in the relationship emotional distance and loneliness. There also may be attachment insecurities that are grounded in feelings of low self-worth and fears of abandonment. This can be either extreme dependence on your partner or a partner who feels like they're really distant and you're not a priority to them. Sometimes it's when two people come from different backgrounds, so difficulties with in-laws and what all of that brings. And it can be some of the biggies like abuse, affairs, and addictions. But I also experience in my own practice that lots of people need to seek out marriage therapy for the first time as they begin to parent together. Their differences in parenting styles can lead to a lot of conflicts.
Good point as well.
So a well-trained couples therapist can really help to deepen your understanding of you and your partner and help you implement strategies and tools to change the way that you communicate, as well as shift unhealthy dynamics within your relationship. So it's true that marriage therapy can be quite successful, but I also know that for some couples, it does result in them realizing that they need a time of separation. But I do, again, want to encourage people to make sure that you are working with a trained therapist who's using evidence-based interventions around couples counseling.
Very good information shared again this week. A great topic for the month of November, which we will continue next week. Kimberly, if those haven't heard yet, you've got a brand new South location available?
We do. And Ashley Shaw is the psychologist who is running our South location. She's fantastic. She is a trained Gottman therapist, which is the gold star in marriage therapy. And I really encourage people to check her out on our website. And also, we have a gift certificate to give away.
Indeed. Appreciate that. Yeah, a certificate for a consultation with somebody from Kimberly's team, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Going to caller number
3 today.
Caller 3 right now, 403-276-8888. Much appreciated again, Kimberly, and we will check in again with you next week.
Have a great day, Mike.